Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are learning Nida Daf Ayin Aleph. And in this Gemara, we are going to be focusing on a very fascinating pasuk, which appears in Megillas Esther, pasuk Dalad of Perek Dalad, and it reads as follows: Vatovono hana'aros Esther v'sarisel v'agidula. The courtiers, the attendants of Esther, come and tell her, Vatischalchal hamalka ma'od, and the queen was greatly agitated. Vatishlach begodim lahalbish es Mordechai, she sends clothes to dress Mordechai, ulasir sakoy me'alov, to remove his sackcloth from him, v'loi kibel, he did not want to receive it. The reason this is quoted in this Gemara on Nida Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph is to explain the opinion of Beis Shammai in the Mishnah over here, to explain why it is that he feels that every woman who dies in a state of menstruation, and he uses his pasuk to explain that the reason is because that we see that over here Shapir Sanida, that through this agitation, or actually as the Gemara clarifies at the end, through the fear she experienced, then her body and her hormones released the blood, which ultimately put into a state of nidos. Now, in terms of the actual context of this, it's fascinating over here because we perhaps are reading the story from the end. We know that what's happening, we know the decree which has happened with Haman, who sought out and successfully achieved the decree of annihilation of the Jews, or the Jewish people across the Persian kingdom, which controlled most of the Jews in the world at this point in time, but we don't know it from the perspective of Esther. Which means to say, as the Ralbag points out, Rav Levi Ben Gershon points out in the Megillah, very fascinating insight. And that is that from Esther's perspective, she doesn't know. She knows something is afoot. Her courtiers, her attendees, or attendants are telling her that something's happening with Mordechai. He's acting strangely. He's wearing sackcloth. And her perspective is, in a certain way, is that some terrible tragedy must have struck. Maybe there was pillaging. Maybe there was some sort of terrible robbery which occurred. Maybe people were even killed. But the reason why he doesn't have clothes right now is because of something minor in comparison to the annihilation of the Jews. What the Ralbag suggests over here is that Esther in her consciousness was in denial at this point in time still of the true magnitude of the tragedy. It is interesting, on another realm, that the Megillas Tesarim, when looking at this beautiful pasuk over here, describes that this perhaps is also a level of communication. Why is it that she sent him clothes? Is because what she was saying to him, Kabbalistically, the Ramez Loi, he says, Ki Eitzel Rachamim Tzarech Gam Kein Sibois. Alkein Be'im Yesh Eze Gzeira Taschil Levakish Me'is HaMelech Va'asarim. You know, when there's a gzeira, when you have a decree, whatever it is, Arubonachai, start asking for it. Like, you can't sit in a passive state and hope that things are going to change. You need to do something. She's offering him, she's showing him that actions need to be taken. And he revealed Kibel, he didn't respond. Why? Because he was hinting, Shesibois Loya Ilu, that over here, there's nothing which is going to help. This is a gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is fascinating because in a certain sense, the roles are about to be reversed according to this. At the beginning, she's the one who's suggesting action and he's the one who's suggesting inaction. But in just a few psukim time, as we're about to learn, he's the one who's going to suggest action and she's going to actually prefer inaction because of the danger that action will bring with it. This gives a little bit of context to the difficulty, to the fear, to the expanding revelation which she is going through at this current point. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.